Musical systolic murmurs usually are high-pitched. Often, they are hard to hear because of their slight intensity. In the first illustration, you will easily hear a loud, harsh, musical systolic murmur. Loud, harsh, musical systolic. In the next, there is a much less loud, squeaky systolic murmur. Squeaky. These are practically always the result of valve deformities. Here is a so-called seagull murmur. Diastolic murmurs are almost always the result of structural damage. Even though faint, they may be of great importance. Here is one that is short and in mid-diastole. Mid-diastolic. With beginning mitral stenosis, they can only be heard after slight exercise in the left lateral position, as in this case. The so-called characteristic murmur of the adult type of advanced mitral stenosis is a mid or a late diastolic murmur with presystolic accentuation. It rumbles up into the first sound.